The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, A Bull in a China Shop. The Green Hornet strikes again. Professor Frank Weber stood in his library admiring his newest possession, a brilliantly colored canvas that hung over an old-fashioned mantel. He stepped off a few paces, tilting his head from side to side as a smile of pleasure deeply creased the wrinkles in his good-natured face. His houseman entered.
Excuse me, Professor Weber.
Yes, Saunders, what is it?
There's a gentleman here to see you.
You know I'm not seeing anyone these days. There's so much work to
do. It's your brother, Heinrich, Professor.
Heinrich? Here? Where?
Frank, it's good to see you.
Heinrich! Heinrich, come in. Saunders neglected to tell me who my caller was. I would not have kept you waiting.
Waiting? I've had no wait at all. Ach, my dear Frank, you're looking splendid. Always have I said you are the good-looking twin.
Ah. But come into the library. Saunders, take care of his bags, will you?
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me how you've been. Everything, Heinrich. Ah, but you look good to my eyes.
Oh, I've been well, very well. Ah, but I see you've added to your collection. Still surrounding yourself with art, eh?
Yes. Aren't they beautiful? Just look at this one. Oh, but I forget. You never were interested in Impressionists. You don't know what you miss, Heinrich. We're having an exhibit at the museum. It's wonderful to me. So many people beginning to understand the newer trends.
Yeah. You're still curator?
I suppose I will be as long as I live. Are you alone?
Yes and no.
What do you mean by that?
A few friends of mine will arrive. I wondered if you would, what is the expression, put them up for a time.
Why, certainly, certainly. Anything you wish. The house is at your disposal, Heinrich. It isn't often you come, you know. Tell me, did you have a pleasant crossing? How's everything in German? Heinrich.
Yes?
I don't understand. How long have you been in this country?
Oh, I just arrived a short time ago.
But you're going to live here?
No, I will not be here very long.
Oh, you... Going back to Germany?
Of course, Frank. You don't think I'm a refugee, I hope. No, not I.
But the police? How did you, a Nazi, manage to get here? Please don't misunderstand, Heinrich. I'm not probing into your politics. It's only
the
that I...
The police do not know that I am here.
They don't know?
No. And you will not tell them, I trust?
Well, as long as your visit is a friendly one, I'm glad you've come.
Good. I knew I could count on you. You see, I'm here to escort a group of our flyers back to Germany.
Oh.
They've succeeded in making their escape from a Canadian prison camp. They will come here
they
and then...
They are coming here?
Oh, yes. It will not inconvenience
oh,
you.
No, Heinrich. Surely you can't mean what you're saying. That I should help... Why, my country is at war with Germany.
I see I should not have told you.
I'm sorry. But you know, of course, that if they come here, I must report them to the authorities.
Has it occurred to you, my brother, that I came here prepared to go ahead with my plans with or without your cooperation?
I don't understand.
It's very simple. It is natural that so long as people do not know that I am here, If they see me, they will assume that it is you. My activities will therefore attract little attention.
No. It can't be true.
Now. There's no need for you to excite yourself. When my plans are completed, I promise you I shall leave as quietly as I came. No one will know.
I will not have any part of this, Heinrich. I'll call the police.
Don't be a fool. I tell you, it will be much easier for both of us to cooperate with me.
I will not cooperate with you.
In that case, I will have to make sure that you do not interfere.
Saunders! He will stop you. You can't come into my house and
yes,
make it...
Professor Weber?
All right, both of you.
Gun.
I'd hope not to use it.
What?
There's a basement to this house?
Yes.
You will both march in front of me. I'm sorry that I shall have to keep you both prisoners.
Prisoners? In my own house?
Oh, Professor Weber. I don't know what to say. But your lecture this afternoon. If you don't appear for your lecture, people will suspect something is wrong.
Yes. And they will come here. You see, Heinrich, you aren't so clever after all.
And your notes all completed. In the top drawer of your desk. So much work on them. All ready to deliver.
To the basement. You need have no worry about your lecture, my brother. A small thing like a lecture is not going to stand in the way of getting a highly specialized group of Nazi flyers back to Germany to help bring you Americans to your knees.
In the office of the Daily Sentinel, Michael Axford was sitting in his characteristic position, his chair tilted back, his feet resting on the edge of the desk.
I can't figure it out. How they'd ever slip through the hands of the authorities.
If you don't get out of here, you big galoot, so help me, I'll wrap this typewriter around your neck.
Ah, no case. Take it easy. I'm only thinking out loud. Trying to deduce where they could have gone.
For heaven's sake, do your deducing somewhere else.
I was just telling Doyle. That's what they need on this. Someone to sit down and figure the thing out. Where they'd be most likely to go and how...
For the last time, Axford, get out of here.
What was that last remark, Miss Kitty?
If this big lug doesn't get out of here...
I was only talking about them flyers, Reed. Trying to deduce where they could have gone.
You and a couple of million other people. Now get out. Scram, beat it.
It would seem you're holding up the works, Axford.
I ain't either. I came in here where I thought I could find some peace and quiet, and instead
I... just the thing for you.
Who, me?
Yes. Professor Weber's lecture out at the museum.
Are you kidding, Reed?
No, I'm serious. Here, two tickets for the lecture. You cover it.
Watch it. Admit one to Professor Frank Weber's annual lecture, Modern Art from Renoir.
From Renoir to Dolly.
That's an assignment for you, Axford.
I don't know anything about this stuff, Reed. Them squares and purple bananas are out of my line.
Don't you see? It's a chance for you to broaden your mind. Why, you'll probably do a write-up that'll knock everybody's eye out.
No, Reed, a joke's a joke.
I'm not joking, Axford. You go out and cover it.
Them Nazi flyers loose somewhere in this country, and you sent me out to the museum to cover a lecture on art.
Anything new come in on those flyers, Miss Case?
Not a thing, Mr. Reed. They've lost track of them completely. The authorities are sure they're out of Canada.
Well, tell Gunnigan I want everything that comes in on them. Oh, Axford, you better start from the museum. You don't want to miss any of that lecture.
All right. I'm on my way. Modern art. Nuts.
And Axford, don't slam the door.
There, how was that?
Oh.
That guy.
Sorry, Cass, it slipped.
Well, at least he's gone.
Wait till he gets out to that lecture.
The sun himself said everything in nature is a cylinder or a cube. Now, I'm sure we're all beginning to realize that modern art now has a different meaning. Adding new additions as more progress is made.
All of them sitting here reading the stuff up. How they can sit here and see anything in them triangles.
Foremost
me,
among all present day
holding me
art.
Heels in this joint while staying.
And four of the originals of André Durand, who incidentally died of pneumonia 3 months ago in a German prison camp. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any questions you'd like to ask?
Yes. I'd like to ask a question.
Yes?
How long have them squares and triangles and red water lilies been called art?
An hour later, Axford stood at Gunnigan's desk in the office of the Daily Sentinel. His derby back on his head, he chewed a cigar while he watched the city editor impatiently scan a typewritten page. his pencil emphatically crossing out the bulk of the paragraphs.
I tell you, Gunnigan, Reed sent me out there to cover the thing.
And I tell you, I can't use it. A lecture on modern art. What do you think I'm running? I'm crowded for space as it is with this Nazi story.
That wasn't my idea. You don't think I'd spend an afternoon gabbing about that bluey, do you? I don't care how much of it you use, but by golly, you better put something in about it.
Give me Mr. Reed. Yeah. Listen, for my money, I wouldn't... Yeah? Hello? Gunnigan, boss.
Yes, what is it, Gunnigan?
Expert just brought in this report on that lecture of Professor Weber's. Says you sent him out there.
Oh, boss, I told him I'm stuck for space as it is.
Oh, I just sent him out there to get him out of the way. Forget it, Gunnigan.
Well, I wouldn't use it anyway if I did have the space. Listen to what he says about it. Professor Weber talked for 45 minutes about it. Oh, well, no use even going into it. The only thing he got out of the whole lecture was that the French modern Andre Durand died of pneumonia 3 months ago in a German prison camp. Turn a two-bit recorder loose in a gallery with Renoirs, Monets, and Dalis.
Oh, wait a minute. Read that to me again, Gunnigan. What about Andre Durand?
Says that he died 3 months ago in a German prison camp of pneumonia.
Is Axford there?
Yeah, sure.
We'll send him up here right away.
Okay, boss.
Here are those letters, Mr. Reed.
Oh, all right, Miss Kate.
Axford stopped in my office on his way to the city room. You should hear him.
He's on his way up here now.
You're in for a dissertation, then, on what modern art hasn't got. Oh, here he comes now.
You sent for me, Reed?
Yes. What's this about Durand dying of pneumonia in a German prison camp?
That's what Weber said. Why?
What else did he say about him?
Only that four of his pictures are on exhibit out at the museum.
That's mighty funny.
What's funny?
He's a well-known artist. In fact, I have one of his canvases myself. His death would surely have received publicity.
I'm only telling you what he said, Reed. Say, is he the guy that painted that thing with the red tablecloth and them organ grinders that
they're
you got
in there?
They're
not organ grinders.
Well, I never did think that picture amounted to much, Reed. Well, not that I want to hurt your feelings or anything. So the guys did. So what? Casey, I'm telling you. They had one picture out there that everybody was crowded around. And what do you think it was?
I can't imagine.
A guy named Daly takes a bunch of watches, Melton, mind you, Melton watches.
Oh, yes, Salvador Dali. Well, that's a beautiful picture, isn't it, Mr. Reed?
Oh, yes, indeed. A fine example of impressionism.
Ah, you're all nuts. Impressionism. It's a nightmare. I never want to see that place again.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to, Axford.
Huh?
I want you to go out and interview Weber. I've never seen him. I don't know what he looks like. But you go out there and ask him these questions. Where he was born, where he studied, and how long he's been curator at the museum.
Well, I guess that covers everything, Professor. You were born in Germany, huh?
That's right, Mr. Expert. I've had this post for the last 10 years. It's a very interesting position, believe me. Well, there's some literature on exhibit you might like to have.
I thought I had some here.
Possibly the leaflets on my office. If you'll excuse me, I'll get you a few.
Sure.
I'll be back in a moment.
Leaflets yet. Well, maybe there is something in this stuff. People like Casey and Reed think so. Maybe my eyes are going back on me. Maybe that's why I only see colors. After all, I ain't getting any younger. Old woman in the marketplace. There's the watches again. They don't have... I just put on the professor's glasses. Take a look at them through these. Oh, golly. Now I've done it. Trying to get the darn things on, I busted them.
Ah, I see you're filled with impressionism too, Mr. Expert. Yes, some of Dali's work is better appreciated at close range.
Your glasses.
My glasses?
It was all my fault. I'll have them fixed.
Well, you've broken the frame. Here, get them to me.
I busted them. I'll get them fixed.
I'll take care of them myself. I wouldn't inconvenience you. I realize your newspaper men are very busy.
Oh, no trouble at all. I busted them. I'll have them fixed.
Oh, Mr. Expert, I insist I'll have them fixed myself. Now, please, before you do any further damage.
Now, listen. I'll be as careful of them as if they were eggs. I'll put them right here in my breast pocket.
Will you please give me those glasses?
Now, look. No need to get excited about it. I'm sorry I busted them, but it was an accident.
Clumsy fool.
I already said it was my fault. I'm sorry and I'm willing to have them fixed. Thanks for the information and goodbye, Professor. I'll get your glasses back here just as soon as I can. They've got awful hot about a pair of glasses. Yeah. They're hot nuts. as he gets that way, looking at them melting watches. And there's the answer to them questions, Reed. And I can tell you right now, I took time to look at them watches again. And they didn't look any better to me the second time than they did the first. I was even going to look at them through the professor's glasses.
You were what?
Yeah, you go around spouting off about lines and perspective and stuff. I thought maybe my eyes were going back on me.
Well, what did the professor say when you borrowed his glasses?
I didn't exactly borrow them. He was out of the room and I picked them up, put them on. But they just weren't wide enough for me, and I busted the frame here.
Oh, talk about a bull in a china shop.
I told him I'd have him fixed for him, but boy, he was mad clear through.
You can't blame him, you breaking his glasses like that.
Well, it wasn't the breaking that got him so riled up, but when I offered to have him fixed for him, he started an argument. I can tell you I had trouble controlling me temper.
Well, that's odd. Why should he be angry because you wanted to fix what you'd broken?
Just what I says to myself. After all, Reed, I got the honor of the Sentinel to uphold, too, you know.
Well, never mind the glasses. Give them to me and I'll drop them off at Brunner's this afternoon.
Will you, Reed? Gee, that'll be swell. Now, unless you got any more cockeyed assignments to send me on, will you please let me go down to headquarters and talk to Dial about them flyers?
Yes, you might as well. But remember, I want everything that comes in on them. If I'm not here, I'll be at home.
I get you. I'm on my way. And I'm telling me all private hunch on this Nazi business.
Well, what's that?
The Green Hornet's mixed up in this somewheres, and you can mark my words. Before much longer, he'll be plastering them stickers of his all over the place.
Maybe you're right.
I'll see you at dinner tonight, Reed. So long, Case.
So long. Goodbye. I miss Case. I'll take these glasses down to Dr. Brunner.
You don't think the Green Hornet has anything to do with the escape of these Nazis, do you?
Oh, you know, Axford. He's got the Green Hornet on his brain.
Well, all the same, I hope he's wrong. I'll call you at home if we hear any more on it.
Dr. Leo Brunner, the city's leading optometrist, was a short, dignified man. When his clerk told him his visitor was Britt Reed, the famous playboy and newspaper publisher, he raised his eyebrows quizzically.
You aren't here for glasses, Mr. Reed?
Oh, no, Dr. Brunner. I brought a pair with a broken frame I thought you might be able to fix. Here you are.
Oh, yes, snapped right off.
Now, they're Professor Weber's.
Professor Weber's? Are you sure, Mr. Reed?
Why, yes.
That's strange. I thought he didn't wear glasses. Then no matter. This is a special bifocal. Drawn by a firm in... Yes, I think it's Munich. We haven't done any work like this in America for more than 5 years.
Munich?
Yes, the name of the firm escapes me at the moment.
I see. Well, I'll leave them with you, and will you call me at the office when they're ready, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later that evening, after Axford had left the apartment to join his friend Doyle, Britt Reed turned to Cato, his faithful Filipino valet.
Now that Axford's gone, Cato, we're leaving too. Is the Black Beauty ready?
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Good.
A few moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, the streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front rose automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Glasses made in Germany, eh?
Yes. So I went back to the office and checked through our file on Weber. First, I thought perhaps he might have visited Germany recently, but I found he hasn't been out of the country in 30 years. Also, and this is interesting.
Yes?
He has a twin brother living in Germany who's been employed as an art appraiser by Goering. His job was to visit the various galleries throughout Europe to mark those masterpieces for German looting when their armies marched into conquered countries.
Oh, I see.
Now, photographs of Frank Weber, including one taken as recently as 6 months ago, show that Dr. Brunner was right. At no time in his life has he worn glasses. Well, this is the place, Cato. Pull into this driveway, over there in the shadows.
Oh, light in basement of house.
Yes, I see. think I'll try to get in that way. You stand by here, kiddo, and keep your eyes open.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I trust you're not too uncomfortable down here, my brother.
Prisoner in my own house.
Unfortunate, yes, but your own fault. Had you cooperated with us, all this could have been avoided. For all your excellent German schooling, Frank, you've succumbed to the stupid American idea of a decadent democracy.
Just remember, Heinrich, the same decadent democracy marched into Berlin in 1918. You and I watched the downfall of the Kaiser.
There will be no downfall of the Third Reich.
And you call Americans blind. But even at this late date, you do not see the writing on the wall. I hope you will have the goodness to release Saunders.
That's exactly why I came down here.
You're freeing us?
You will remain tied up. We will leave tonight, and the flyers will go with us when they arrive.
Saunders? You aren't going to harm him. Heinrich, he has done nothing to merit such treatment.
The ropes were not very tight, Herr Weber.
Should someone happen to find you here within the next few days, Frank, it will be too late for you to interfere with our arrangements. If they don't, I'm afraid yours will be a rather slow and tiresome death.
It is good to move about again.
It was hardly necessary to keep you a prisoner, Saunders. The plane is ready invading?
Yes. All preparations have been made with the greatest secrecy.
Good. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Saunders. You.
You overestimate the secrecy of your plan, Saunders.
He's masked.
The Green Hornet.
You look as if you've heard of me, Mr. Weber. The resemblance is remarkable, even for twins.
Ah. So this is the great American criminal. The man who has eluded capture at every turn. Why are you here?
I heard your appraisal of American intelligence, which is amusing, if somewhat inaccurate, Mr. Weber. You think us blind, but the Gestapo does little in this country that I don't know about.
That's interesting. But you still haven't told me why you are here.
You want to get those flyers out of this country.
Your selection of words leaves much wanting, Mr. Green Hornet. I am going to get them out of this country.
You'll get them out only if you get the flyers.
I don't see how.
It will cost you $2,000 a head to recover their custody.
What?
Your flyers aren't here, so figure it out for yourself.
Oh, but they will arrive and... Where did you stop them?
Let's not argue.
Hey, Weber, this man is dangerous. We can't waste time.
Quiet, we cannot afford to lose those flyers.
The Green Hornet, Nazi spies, in my
house. Reach for that gun, Saunders, and you'll get a sample of this gas. My time is valuable, too, and I won't spend much more of it talking.
$2,000 a hit. But there are 10 of them. That's $20,000.
Cash. In advance.
And I'm helpless to stop it.
This is blackmail.
Oh, harsh words, Mr. Weber. It's just a little game of kidnapping for ransom.
I'm giving you
the choice of turning the money over to me or letting me take it. In which case, I might think it worth several thousand more for my trouble, of course.
Oh, but you're joking. You can't have them.
Take it or leave it. I can tell you I can think of any number of people who'd be very happy to get their hands on that group.
All right. You're clever. I will pay you the money. Where are the boys?
Not so fast. Money always loosens my tongue.
Ah, I see. And I congratulate you. Your methods are admirable. You will come with me, please.
And both you and Saunders will walk in front of me, please.
Into the library. What guarantee do I have that you will turn the flyers over to me?
Give me the money and I'll leave here. Your flyers will return just as you planned.
Just what is your interest in this?
The Green Hornet is always interested in money. Always.
$2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. Now.
American money. You came well prepared.
The Third Reich is always prepared.
For $20,000 and an evening's entertainment, we can at least overlook the times when it hasn't been prepared. Well, now I'll leave you, gentlemen.
But the flyers...
Your arrangements have all been made. I'll leave by this window. I suggest, Saunders, that you count 10 slowly, then answer that knock. Goodbye, gentlemen.
He's gone.
Enter that door.
But he said...
Enter it! Don't stand there, you fool!
Herr Weber!
Fritz, Alex, Hammond. Oh, it's good to see you.
Well,
then he didn't.
Who didn't want it, Herr Weber?
The Green Hornet.
Green Hornet?
He released you. Wait. You didn't see the Green Hornet?
We saw no one. Why did you...
Trick. It was a trick. He didn't have them kidnapped.
He just intimated that he did.
You?
How did...
Very sharp.
Merely walked in behind the last man to enter.
Eric, he must have been in back of you.
He walked in here with us. Why is he masked? Who is he?
If you and Saunders hadn't been so busy discussing my visit a moment ago, you might have noticed.
You're here for more money, I suppose. This return was a mistake.
Not my mistake, mister. So up along the wall, all of you. Move.
You dare.
Perhaps you've heard of this gas gun, Mr. Weber. This is how it works. Take it.
Gas. No, 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 no. Please, not me.
You're not stopping anybody.
No. No, Hornet. Wait a minute. I'll pay you all you want.
No, you don't. I want you to get out the window, huh?
Let go of me. If it's money you
want. I don't want your money. I've waited a long time for this. Your fist, Weber. Put up your fist.
No.
You and your Third Reich. Police headquarters, please.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Go to 10th and Elm Streets. Escape Nazi flyers in corner house.
Holy crow! Do you hear that, Doyle? That's Weber's place. Get going! Right after you, Doyle.
O'Brien, you and Callahan watch the ground. Rest of you come with me and Axford.
The door's locked, Sarge.
Break it down. The Nazis are in there.
Wait a minute. There's a window.
Hey, Doyle, wait. Someone's opened the door.
Thank heaven you've come.
Where are they? Where are they?
Gentlemen, come in. Come in. Right in the library. Hey, this has been very confusing.
Look at them, will you? All stretched out. What happened? The curtain, Doyle. Look at the curtain.
What? The seer, the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet was here.
Where is he now?
I don't know. I tell you.
Hey, this guy's the spitting image of Weber. Looks enough like him to be his twin brother.
He is my twin brother. I wish I could tell you, gentlemen, how this happened. My brother is a Nazi. He came over here to effect the escape of these German flyers. He imprisoned me in the basement. It was dark. The lights were out. I heard the struggle up here. And then it was quiet. Suddenly, in the darkness, someone came down and released me.
That's the way it happened, Reed. I tell you, you should have been along. Doyle was beside himself. How's for another cup of coffee, Cato?
Well, then this Heinrich Weber had impersonated the professor.
That's it. And I interviewed him. He even gave that lecture, mind you. All the time there was that Nazi right in front of me, and I never knew it. But I'll say this, Reed. I had a feeling there was something mighty suspicious about that bird all along.
Well, what about the Hornet?
Ah, that Hornet. Like I said, I had a hunch he was mixed up in this. And sure enough, there was his seal plastered to a picture beside a broken window.
Well, never mind. Even if you didn't get the Hornet, it was a good night's work.
Yeah, but what I need is a good night's sleep. I was awake all night, dreaming about the melting watches.
Baseball! German flyer captured! Nazi agent taken prisoner! Green Hornet involved! Read all about it! Green Hornet still at large! Set the Lex Tree! Baseball!
You have just heard the adventure, A Bull in a China Shop. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Heitz speaking. This program came to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.